Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another Monday edition of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Ryan Redhawk, and we are broadcasting from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs. Thank you so much for joining us. Alongside me at the controls and producing today's broadcast is Alex Goschett-Shiflett. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very excited. Like I said, it's Monday, and we are ready to kick off another great week with some good in-studio guests. But before we get started, listeners, make sure you're connected with us on social media. Twitter at Business Radio X. Also, you can follow the show, Atlanta Biz Radio, Atlanta B-I-Z Radio. Check out the Facebook page, Business Radio X, Atlanta Business Radio as well. Interact with us there. Leave your thoughts and comments and get social with Business Radio X. And now it's time. Please welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio. First, let's say hello to Yvette Lopez with the Human Rights Campaign Atlanta. Good morning, Yvette.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
My pleasure. And you brought along a compadre of yours, Andrew Land. You guys are both representing the Human Rights Campaign. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing well.
And also joining us in the studio is Tanisha Bell, a returning guest, friend of the network, friend of the show. How are you, Tanisha?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. We'll look forward to some good conversation this morning and talking about how you guys are changing the world out there. And starting with Atlanta first, since this is Atlanta Business Radio. So let's talk about the Human Rights Campaign Atlanta and how you came to find yourself working with that organization, Yvette.
It's part of my volunteerism. I'm a strong believer in diversity in the workplace, having worked with major Fortune companies. And when I arrived to Atlanta, I really wanted to get involved. I moved here from Texas. Human Rights Campaign does an amazing job at promoting equality and diversity in the workplace. It's the largest run volunteer-run organization in the nation. And, we really work towards increasing LGBT rights throughout the workplace and really in legislation as well.
It's a volunteer-only organization.
We have about a staff of a little over 100 in D.C., but okay. Every other steering committee, a little more than 30 in the nation, I believe, is all volunteer run.
And so how many volunteers out there in the Atlanta area helping out? Any numbers there?
We've got about 30 on our local steering committee, mm-hmm. and probably upwards of 100 more on various subcommittees. We're very fortunate in Atlanta to have a really rich group.
Yeah, I know Atlanta's a giving back community, a caring community. What type of activities are those volunteers out there doing?
Well, the gala, which is coming up on Saturday, is one aspect of our work, but we operate year-round. There are, and I'm sure we'll get to this, mm-hmm. there are numerous events that we have. There's a bowling event. There's an annual brunch around the Pride celebration, several other events throughout the year.
Uh-huh. And you just mentioned the gala, which is coming up right around the corner. Are tickets still available?
They are.
And how could listeners get in touch and find those tickets?
They'll visit hrcatlanta.com.
Okay. And that event is Saturday, April 30th. And where is that being held?
At the Hyatt Regency downtown.
Fancy. Do you have to wear a tuxedo for this thing?
It's black tie optional.
Black tie affair. Well, it gives you a reason, ladies and gentlemen, to get dressed up out there. Do you have your outfit picked out?
I do. Actually found it this weekend.
Okay, good. Right. And so you know how Yvette will be dressed out there looking good, I'm sure. And that's important to have these regular events. Are there other events you mentioned that take place during the year?
Yes, our membership and outreach committee puts on a, as I mentioned, a brunch around the time of Pride. It's the Sunday of Pride.
And when does that take place?
That's in the fall, typically the second week in October.
Nice.
We've got a great partnership with the Atlanta Pride Committee. There's also a bowling event. There's a DJ-based event called Her HRC, which was held just a couple of weeks ago. As well as some other events.
Yeah, and so this gala next weekend is the signature event, the yearly event to come out and celebrate all the good work and for volunteers to connect and get together and pat themselves on the back for the good work they've done that year. So we know we've made a lot of strides in the human rights movement here lately, but we still have a lot of hurdles to come overcome. From your perspective, Yvette, what are some of those big hurdles that we still need to work hard to overcome?
I think we, like you said, we have made tremendous progress. Marriage equality, was law of the land last June. Hooray.
Yes.
I think that since then we've seen our, enemy, if you will, really just come out really strongly. And over the past year, we actually saw over 120 anti-LGBT bills be introduced in the latest session, which goes back to some of the events that we do here, is, you know, we do phone banking and things like that to promote an LGBT progressive agenda. So we have seen a lot of battle. I think 3 or 4 weeks ago, Governor Deal vetoed HB 757, which would really discriminate not just against the LGBT community, but a lot of other individuals who have, you know, conflicting, if you will, ways of living as they would relate to anybody's definition of religion. So single mothers,
right,
interracial couples, things like that. And so we try and bring awareness to what those bills really do and who they really impact. But I think that with corporate sponsors, with organizations like HRC, Georgia Equality, a lot of our partners that we have, we are able to continue moving forward.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of these corporate sponsors, since we are Atlanta Business Radio, and this is, you have to be successful at running a business to run a successful nonprofit, but you couldn't do it without some of these corporate partners who are forward-thinking in their mission and development. Are there any ones out there that you truly enjoy working with personally, Andrew?
Well, to mention one or even a handful would run the risk of leaving someone off, but we're very fortunate, Atlanta being the economic capital of the South and so many Fortune 5 and Fortune 1000 companies being based here. We're fortunate to call many of them valued partners. The Human Rights Campaign nationally puts together each year something called the Corporate Equality Index, which measures on a host of levels how businesses are committed to equality across the board, but especially for their LGBT employees and stakeholders. And in Atlanta, we have a number of partner firms who have scored very, very high. The highest you can get is 100. And we have several of those, including the firm for which Yvette works, Intercontinental Hotels Group.
Very good. Yeah, it's good to be part of a great organization who aligns with your personal mission in life as well.
You know, it really is. And HRC is doing a really good job at helping IHG become more diverse in the workplace and instill those new policies that really protect all kinds of employees. So it's been really great.
Yeah, and Atlanta, you know, is a diversity community, you know, from people from around the world, different backgrounds. And so it's going to be growing in that direction even further. So it's important that we start putting some of these measures in place and getting people thinking about what can they do. If someone wants to get involved today, you know, go to the website and start volunteering. But, you know, what can you direct them to do as far as, you know, how to get involved and what they may be doing right out of the gate to help the human rights campaign here in Atlanta?
We're still looking for volunteers for this weekend.
So this weekend,
so there are shifts Friday night and 3 shifts on Saturday morning, midday, and evening. But there is all the events that Andrew talked about, hrcatlanta.com or on Facebook, we're HRC Atlanta. That's where you can learn about all kinds of activities. Sometimes, like I said earlier, we support our partner organizations like our Georgia Equality and just work the grounds, the streets together, make the calls together. The Pride events, a lot of behind the scenes there too.
One of the things that that we take a lot of pride in is not just having an event here, an event there to partner with. I'm thinking specifically about corporate partners like Delta Airlines and SunTrust Banks. We work a lot with their employee resource groups, so an affinity group for LGBT employees and other stakeholders, in trying to make their programming more robust and also to be a good listener. We can only grow if we're listening as an organization. And so we've got really robust relationships with them. There are, you know, the theme this year of the dinner is beyond marriage equality, all rights for all people. So the great Supreme Court decision in Obergefell last summer, which Yvette just mentioned, still leaves a lot to be done. Our corporate partners are our strongest allies in making sure that barriers to credit, barriers to fair housing, barriers in the realm of public accommodations are battled against, and we will win those battles.
Yes, and continue working forward, partnering with those great corporations who are helping the volunteers get out there and make a difference with the Human Rights Campaign. We're talking with Yvette Lopez and Andrew Land. They are with the Human Rights Campaign here in Atlanta. You can connect with them on Facebook, facebook.com/HRC Atlanta. Alex?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment. We all know what happened in North Carolina, where the bill did pass, but I was really disappointed and angry about that. But then the backlash, you know, the companies that that came out and said, you know, we're going to boycott North Carolina. You know, Bruce Springsteen canceled his concert. I mean, it was just like this huge backlash, and that made me really happy. I was like, yes, people know this is wrong. and they're, you know, willing to fight it. What's your take on that?
Well, we have and two corporate partners on a national level come to mind immediately as being based in North Carolina and being at the forefront of that fight. Mitchell Gold, Bob Williams is one, and then Replacements Limited is another. And both of those companies and their leadership have come out very, very strongly against this bill. I think that this is just my opinion. I think that the economic backlash is very effective. I can't help but feel for the silent people who are impacted by that through the loss of jobs or loss of prospective jobs. However, our corporate sponsors are able to speak with a very, very loud voice, one that certainly gets attention.
Mm-hmm. So it's good to know that Georgia is, you know, leading the way, especially here in the South, the city of Atlanta being even more forward-thinking in some of their policies and procedures here. But what do we need more of? You know, we said volunteers. Do you need more donations? Do you just need more awareness? What else does the Human Rights Campaign Atlanta need?
I think always more awareness and just, you know, come find us. We gladly welcome your support, whether it's feet on the ground, you know, voices on the phone, of course, corporate dollars. Mm-hmm. But really, it's an organization that does so much. And as the movement grows, as the organization grows, HRC is starting to impact international markets as well. We're working with Mexico from a national level, with Mexico, for example, to instill their first ever ERGs, which is not really part of the corporate culture in other countries. We've worked with Russia during the Olympics. We worked with Ireland when they passed gay marriage, I believe, last year as well. So there's so much that this organization impacts that there's really room for everyone.
Yes, and definitely more room for more volunteers, more donations, more corporate sponsorship, and just more awareness.
And I just really want to thank some of our returning sponsors, Cox Enterprises, Southern Company, The Home Depot, The Coca-Cola Company, and new Mercedes-Benz has jumped on board, and also AT&T. We have many others, but I did want to call those out specifically.
Well, that's definitely a list of who's who here in the Atlanta area. We've had a few of them on our program here before, and it's great to know that they are connecting and giving back to the community here in Atlanta for sure. So let's talk about Atlanta a little further. Yvette, when did you first come to Atlanta?
I've been here a little over 5 years.
And how do you like it?
I actually really love the weather.
You do?
I love
this
how
time
much,
of year is fantastic.
I mean, there is allergies, of course.
Right.
But love the weather. Always something to do. Love the kind of people that live here. It's yeah. really been really great.
That's good. Yeah. And Andrew, you sound like you're from the South, but I don't think you're from Atlanta.
No, I grew up in South Carolina, came to Atlanta about 9 years ago. And part of what drew me to Atlanta was the chance to get involved with an organization like HRC.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of feet on the ground. We hope to have, and we believe we'll have somewhere between 1,200 and 1,300 people with us this Saturday evening. And to build on something that Yvette was saying a moment ago about visibility, about driving awareness, you know, events like these are extremely important. Both from a fundraising standpoint as well as a momentum building standpoint. But it's the work that both members of the LGBT community and allies and other stakeholders do day to day. I call it around the water cooler. Mm-hmm. That really is going to keep pushing our society forward toward full equality for all.
Yeah, which is the ultimate goal. You know, it just keep working hard and evolving with the community and making sure that everybody's voice is heard out there. You know, you can be lost here in Atlanta. I often say Atlanta is a bunch of little communities connected together in one larger city. And so we all take pride, whether you live in Roswell or you're in Eastlake or you are in Stone Mountain, doesn't matter. You know, you call yourself from Atlanta, and that's what we love about it, too. So,
yes. Did you want to talk about the Corporate Equality Index? I see you've got some stuff right there in front of you, and I think that would be important to share.
This is the Corporate Equality Index is an annual effort, began in 2002 on a national basis. This year is the first year that we have gone global. Back in November, we launched the results for this year here in Atlanta because of all the corporations and partners that we have here. And immediately our national contingent flew to Mexico City to launch the CEI there. You know, as I mentioned, we've got a number of Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies that have perfect scores on our Corporate Equality Index. This year, there were 851 respondents in total. 407 of those major businesses scored 100%.
That's excellent.
And the criteria keep getting more and more rigorous to make sure that as the environment changes, and as focuses shift, that populations that may have been underserved or under not had enough attention paid to them in the past are getting that now. Let me just take a second to recognize also some of our law firm partners that have scored 100%. Alston and Byrd, Kilpatrick Townsend and Stockton, Littler Mendelson, Sutherland Asbel and Brennan, and Troutman Sanders, all based here in Atlanta, have scored 100%. And that's not for the first time. No. They are committed.
No, those are some of Atlanta's legacy law firms as well. Been around many, many years and doing great work all across the board for folks out there. So I wonder where Business Radio X would rank in that corporate.
I hope 100%.
Yeah. So equality index. We'll have to find out. Well, how do you sign up? If you're a corporation out there and you want to see how you rank, how do you, you know, get scored and get seen by others?
The best way is to go to our national website, hrc.org/CEI.
Okay.
And you can find this year's report, past year's report, rankings and methodology to getting there, and how you can become involved as well.
And definitely if you're a corporation out there and you're trying to, you know, move the needle in your favor for the human rights campaign, a great way to do that and set yourself apart from everyone else out there. But let's also remind our listeners again about this Saturday, April 30th, the big gala. Tickets are still available if you go to www.hrcatlanta.com. Sign up there. Bring a friend, bring a family member. And I know Yvette and Andrew are very excited about this event. Have you got your outfit picked out, Andrew?
Well, mine's a lot easier than Yvette's.
That's good. That's good, right? And so is that a busy night typically for you? Or are you going to get a chance to enjoy yourself?
Well, it's some of both. It's a chance to both celebrate the milestones that we've achieved in the preceding year, to drive momentum forward. But also the most fun part of it to me is being able to say thank you in person to all of those persons and corporations that make our work possible.
Yeah, definitely be able to shake their hand, look them in the eye, say thank you. It's a great way to just connect and can further that relationship. And we certainly thank you, both of you, for joining us here today. Is there any other way that listeners can connect with you via social media or the website again?
Yes, on Facebook, just look up HRC Atlanta, and we're very active there. And you can find our Instagram channel also off of hrcatlanta.com.
Yeah, and I see they're also on Twitter at HRCATL. So listeners, you can follow and engage with them there and get social with the Human Rights Campaign Atlanta. Thank you so much, Yvette Lopez and Andrew Land, for joining us here today. And we'll come back to you here in a little bit as we visit with our roundtable discussion.
Of course.
But in the meantime, let's remind our listeners that this show is made possible in part by Radio in My Booth, engaging a targeted audience on location. If you would like to learn more about having live radio at your next trade show, conference, or expo, go to radioinmybooth.com. That's radioinmybooth.com. All right. Now, Tanisha Bell, back to you. How are you?
All righty. I'm doing well this Monday morning.
Well, what's new with you? You were just on the show, I think, late last year, I think it was, maybe earlier this year. But anything new and exciting in your camp?
I think it was about a couple of months ago.
Okay.
When I came in with a couple of my clients.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
So
it's all coming back.
Business is booming.
Yes.
Business is booming. I can't complain. People are knocking on the door for public relations support and media training and all of that good stuff. And so since, as you know, I made that huge leap from television news onto this side of the industry, it has been very busy, I should say.
Yeah, right. And you're plugged into Atlanta. You know, you're like on the list of who's who here in Atlanta, or at least you know.
Say that.
Yeah, all that who's that. Who, right? But you're a native Chicago, right?
Yes, actually native Chicago. I'm born and raised there. My entire family is there. So I have an affinity to that city as well as Atlanta. Atlanta is home as well.
What originally brought you here to the ATL?
Actually, I came down for my undergraduate degree, Clark Atlanta University.
Oh, okay. So you went to school here, got to see how great Atlanta was, really liked it. Did your first job end up being in Atlanta as well?
I actually worked at ABC News 1.
Okay.
I interned at WSB Television.
I love WSB.
Under the wonderful Monica, well, then was Monica Kaufman.
Yeah, now Monica Kaufman Pearson.
That's right. She's a dear friend, big sister, mother, all of that great stuff. And so interned there at WSB and just worked my way through and then started over at ABC News 1.
Yep.
And then I left Atlanta and wanted to move around. As you do in the television industry, you move up by market size from small market to bigger markets, and worked my way around for a couple of years. And I was a producer in D.C., in Washington, D.C., at the CBS affiliate there, having a great time enjoying our nation's capital. Mm-hmm. And when CNN called and said, hey, we had a recruiter that heard about you. You want to come down to Atlanta? And I thought, well, Atlanta was a great place, great weather, as Yvette mentioned earlier. And so I came on back, and that was 13 years ago.
How fortunate was that? You were recruited to come back. You didn't know the job was available. You wasn't even on your radar. But a call one day, you may have not missed that call if you weren't sitting there.
Absolutely.
But you took that call and followed that dream here back to the Atlanta area, and here we are today.
Absolutely. That's where I sit. And yes. I always tell people it's always the power of who you know and networking and how important that is, because a lot of calls and taking my travels across the country and working in different television stations, from whether it was NBC, Fox, ABC, it was all because of the network that I had built over the past and the connections and the great people.
Yeah. And so you spent 20 years over there at CNN, probably in a lot of different roles, right?
No, not quite 20. No. 20 total. And
almost and, 20 years at CNN. Sorry.
Yeah. So, almost. Yes, a great time there as an executive producer. Really sat on the front lines of just some major news stories that have happened in our not just in our country, but just in the world, period. Mm-hmm. Just so many great stories, being on the front lines, being able to tell those stories. And there are days like last Thursday when Prince passed away, yes. when you wish that you were still on the front lines telling an awesome story of an awesome musician and all the humanitarian work that he did.
Right.
The things that people just didn't know. I ended up writing a great article about it. I can't tell you, but if you go to NBC, it's not under my name. Okay. I kind of hide some things.
Oh, you do. You have a pseudo name, right? An alias.
I'll tell you offline.
Okay, no problem. No, yeah, that's interesting. And you're right. That was a big news story, because music touches people in so many different ways. And when a leader and an artist like him passes on, I mean, people from many different generations,
absolutely.
It touches them for so much. And so in those years that you were at CNN, I was going to mention this, that we are in the middle of a political season, which people are saying this is a crazy time of year. Does this remind you? Does it make you want to get back in the game with all that going on?
The politics does not.
Gotcha.
And I can tell you, politics has changed over the years. It's not above board as it used to be. And it's gotten a little dirty, a little messy. And it's hard to keep the main thing, when you get into all of the infighting from the different camps and what they're saying about each other's wives and things of that nature. That doesn't matter to people. People want to have good jobs. They want to have health care and education affordable to them and their families. And so a lot of the main important topics are getting lost. And so it's a little bit frustrating when you're covering that and you get caught up in the minutia of
the tabloid side.
The tabloid side right. of it. And so I'm a journalist. I was born, I started my first job. It's so funny. I actually posted a picture on Prince's bike at Paisley Park. And everyone's wondering, how are you 16 at Paisley Park on Prince's bike?
Wow.
And because I started journalism at the age of 16. I worked for a newspaper, and the newspaper had a convention up in Minnesota that particular year. Mm-hmm. And as a young intern at 16 years old, I was afforded that opportunity. But I circled all of that back around to say how I started so young at the age of 16, knowing that I wanted to be a journalist, wanting to tell true stories and real stories and stories that make a difference to people and not really the tabloid entertainment side of it. And now that politics has turned into the tabloid entertainment side of it, those are the days that I'm happy that I'm not in the newsroom.
Right, because these days it's so fragmented. News is fragmented. The 24-hour news cycle on cable television, and there has tended to be a negative side of news more so than there was in the past. And so, yes, it's a little different. You got to digest it, and a little differently these days. And with everybody, you know, consuming news on their iPads or their phones, and certainly, you know, on the televisions, just like they have for the last, you know, 40 years as well, too. Mm-hmm. So you worked in all those years, but then you realized, you know, it was time to move on, right? You had another calling of some kind to start your own business. Tell
Absolutely.
Us about that move.
I always say our lives are in seasons, our journey, our life. They're in different seasons at different times. And the all season right. had come where I did a lot at CNN. I was traveling. I was in New York, the New York office at one point, back and forth for like months straight. And I had worked with all of the great anchors. You know, I was Wolf's executive producer and Anderson. It was so many people and so many great people. I do miss the people, absolutely. And it was time that I just wanted a different change, I can say. And anyone who's listening, who's in the business world, you know, you're always attached to your BlackBerry. You sleep with your BlackBerry. Well, now you're at your smartphone, right?
Right, right. Same thing.
And, you know, and you're always on. And I just wanted to be able to, not to say that I don't work hard like that now, but I can adjust the time and be a little bit flexible with it. I mean, there are times when you're cooking dinner and you have to stop cooking dinner or out with your friends eating dinner because something major has happened to the new in the news, and you've got to get back to the studio right. because you got to make some things happen. And so it was just time for me to take a shift. Not to say that I won't go back to it maybe in a couple of years from now.
Right.
But in that process, I had to evaluate what was important at that time in my life. And Yvette earlier talked about single moms and how important that is. And that time I also became a single mother. And so I needed some flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that at CNN, I knew that there was a niche or a calling because people were always asking me to look at a press release. Or how will we pitch this? Or do you think ABC would be interested? Do you think CNN would be interested? Do you think? And I was giving all of this advice. And I was thinking, I got a business right here, you know, and I would sit at my desk and say, I wish someone would send me the perfect pitch, because so many pitches just go right into the trash because people don't know the art of the pitch.
Yes.
There's an art and a strategy behind getting the media to cover your events, cover your product, cover your story. And so in that moment, I kept saying, I need to find someone who can do the perfect pitch. And so I thought to myself, well, I can teach people how to do the perfect pitch because I know exactly from the inside what we as executive producers were wanting to look for and wanting to see. And so I took that opportunity to launch Perfect Pitch Media Group.
What year was that?
That was the fall of 2014.
2014. So Perfect Pitch Media Group. Tanisha Bell is the CEO. You can find out more information. You can go to perfectpitchmediagroup.com to see who some of those clients she's worked with and been able to get them out. And, you know, Alex, I think we know a thing or two about pitching.
Yes,
right. We get emails daily here from people wanting to be on the show, and some of them are good and some of them are bad.
Right.
Yeah. And so maybe we can send some of those folks over
those
to Tanisha.
My way.
To you.
Right.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of your current clients. I mean, maybe you can't mention them by name, but mm-hmm. what are the type of industries or organizations do they represent?
I have a lot of corporations and nonprofits. I love working with nonprofits, especially with their missions and what they stand for. And a lot of schools here, Morehouse School of Medicine here in Atlanta. Clark Atlanta University, where I also received my undergraduate degree as well. The Southern Center for Human Rights, love their mission. They've been a wonderful client, done some work with them as well. And so I have a lot of national clients as well. And it depends on what is the story they're trying to get told. Mm-hmm. And so I'm a visual person. And I know that sitting in your seat and as Alex as the producer, what is it that would translate into the listener or the viewer and what makes it pop? What makes it juicy? We also say in TV, what makes it sexy?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. That's
so
right.
So it's my job to make it juicy and sexy for us media folks to want to jump on it and bite and cover it.
Yeah. And how does an organization know it's time to kind of get some professional help from you rather than they've done their own social media campaign? They've had someone in the office kind of working on a few, you know, press releases, but it's just not getting the traction they want.
That's how you know it's time to call Perfect
okay.
Pitch Media Group.
Okay.
That's how you know. If you're not getting the traction, if you I have clients, they say, oh, how did you get me on? And how did you? I had a doctor and I just gave him so much coverage just recently, and it's a local business here. It was the ISIS business, the ISIS Women's
Healthcare. We featured Dr. Hewen, Frederick
Hewen.
On the show, I think.
They
yeah, that's right. Turned out I work out with his wife, Nikitra.
Right.
So that was a small world there. Yeah.
So one of my clients. And so, as you know, with what was happening in the Middle East with mm-hmm. ISIS and all of the turmoil there and unfortunate situations, they've been in business for 10 years and they were getting death threats and all of sort of things like that. And so they needed to hire someone outside to handle the PR for that, number one. But number two, when it was time to change their name to now they're the Nile Women's Healthcare
yes.
Facility, they brought me on. And it was so funny. Dr. Hewen said, how did you get all this media? Like, he was just so blown away. And he was tired because I was booking so much media for him. And he was tired. He said, how did you get so much? I said, I don't ask you how you deliver babies.
That's right.
Don't ask me how I get the media to you.
Yeah,
you
don't know? Ask what's in the secret.
Right.
Yeah, so I have a strategy behind it. So there are clients that if you are out there and you have a product, a business, an event that's going on and you want to make sure your local media is there. And in the past, if you've been sending press releases or emails and you're not really getting people to bite back or to come and show up, if you're not getting the nice reads and whether it's the USA Today or the AJC, you should be calling Perfect Pitch Media.
That's
Group.
Right.
Tanisha, I have a question. What are the highs and lows of owning and running your own business?
The highs are definitely the flexibility because you can schedule your day. I'm meeting with clients today. Mm-hmm. I have deliverables today. I have some pitching to do today. But guess what? I was also able to take my son to the doctor this morning.
Oh.
And when you work at a place like CNN, there is no take your son to the doctor day. Can you call the nanny or somebody else to do that? Because I can schedule things around What's really important as well, family life as well, that work-life balance is very important to me. And so those are definitely the highs, the flexibility in owning your time, getting it done and working hard, but doing it around. There's sometimes at 2 or 3 in the morning, I'm working really hard, but during the day, I may take a moment to say, oh, well, let me go have a long lunch instead of a short lunch. You know, I have some people that I want to see and catch up with. So those are definitely the highs. The lows are, I guess, I don't really have any lows just yet. I mean, it's been in these 18 months, I've really been blessed. I stepped out on faith. I took a huge risk. Without risk, there's no reward. And I guess maybe the lows would be I'm not a bill collector. So I hate having to send someone an invoice and say, hey, you forgot, you know, your net 30.
90 days notice.
Yeah, right. Your net 30 or your net 60 is a little bit over, you know. And so I don't, and all of my clients are very well and very good, but sometimes they may forget or, you know, the processing department didn't, you know, process it correctly. And so I wouldn't really call it a low because they are paying their bills, but I am just not the one that usually likes to chase money or do invoicing.
But you've got to wear different hats. You may be excellent at writing people's pitches and putting together a media package for them. That doesn't mean you're good at budgeting or accounting or marketing or just managing overall. So do you have anyone who helps or coaches you in those departments?
One of my mottos, Ryan, is know what you know and know what you don't know. Okay. And what you don't know, you hire somebody to do what you don't know.
Right.
And so I have an executive assistant who helps with a lot of it. And so she is wonderful and great. And then I do outsource a lot of that to help me stay on track because I know my lane.
Yes.
And a lot of times budgeting is still my lane. I had to do a lot of that at CNN as an executive. But a lot of the invoicing and following up, I do outsource some of that.
So know what you know and know what you don't know. I don't even know what I don't know. So that's
that's important to know what you don't know. Yeah. Because if you are trying something you don't know, you may need some help to bring another company in to help do that. Absolutely.
And you can't do it all alone. You got to have a support system, a family, friends, networking. It just, you know, you don't want to be a lone wolf out there, kind of a woman or a man on an island, you know. And so do you find yourself having any mentors or someone that you're kind of patterning your career track afterwards that you lean on?
I have a lot of mentors.
You mentioned Monica Kaufman Pearson, who is in Atlanta.
Yes.
You know, she is an icon for sure. If you can get her on the show,
sure.
You'll have a weekly appearance on Atlanta Business Radio.
I'll call
for
her
sure. I've always wanted to meet her for sure.
You?
Yes.
I will make that happen for
you. Well,
I'm
putting together a show where I want to feature Atlanta media icons.
Okay.
News people, radio people, writers, authors, people who have been in the business, celebrity eye of media here in Atlanta. And maybe are not so much anymore, but what were those best practices and lessons learned? Help them tell their stories. Because that's what we do here is help others tell their stories for sure.
I'll text her as soon as we get done.
Now, I also want to, before we get move along here, mention you have a workshop coming up this Saturday, April 30th. You can attend the workshop and then go attend the gala if you're interested. But tell our listeners about that.
That's right. Saturday is a very important day. So this Saturday, mark your calendar, April 30th. We, Perfect Pitch Media Group, my company, we are hosting a media workshop, media training 101. We get hired by corporations and we fly all over the country and come in and we teach, especially executives, how to speak to the media, talk to the media, what to say, what not to say, messaging, staying on message, your message map, crisis communications. We cover all of that stuff with our corporations around the country. And we thought so many people were reaching out, like, when do you do it here? Or can we find, if you don't belong to a Cox, I mean, or a particular organization, how do I get involved? So we just really cut a really low price, low deal and said, okay, what we're going to do is have a small group of people and open it up to this Saturday, come out 8:30 in the morning. It's going to be at Clark Atlanta University in their mass communications department. So we partner with them to help make this available to the Atlanta community. And so you can go online, perfectpitchmediagroup.com to sign up. So what you'll learn on Saturday is a quick, short workshop, just 8:30 to 12:30. And in that time, you'll learn how to speak in sound bites, how to use your social media to increase your brand, how to engage the media, how to make sure you improve or increase your relationship with the media. That's a trick. That's a strategy as well. How to write press releases. If you're not getting a turnaround or anyone's biting on your press release, what is it in your press release that was really flat or really not catching the attention that you really need to, that you deserve? And how to make that press release come alive, how to make it visual, how to make it sing, and how you pitch a radio person is not the same way you pitch a television person or a newspaper reporter. And so you have to learn different beats. I mean, some clients or potential clients come to me and say, oh, I want to be in X amount of, you know, magazines and newspapers. And I think that's not their beat. You have to make sure that you know you're targeting your message to the person who puts out to those readers or listeners, that audience of what you are interested, what you are pitching out there.
Yes, very true. We see it all the time here on Atlanta Business Radio. Some of these high powered, you know, really influential CEOs and executives have zero media training or zero media personality. And they may be very effective and very smart behind that mahogany desk, but you put them behind a microphone and all of a sudden
they just lock up.
Yes.
I've done it. So I've trained so many that they just lock up, and it's okay because we work with them in our company. So that's what this Saturday is about. If you're out there and you need some of that training for your employees or your colleagues, send them on to my way, perfectpitchmediagroup.com. You can register right online. We'll have breakfast. We'll do. And then the great thing about it is I'll have some of my media friends there. And so they get a chance to interact with them.
That's good. And you can go to their website, perfectpitchmediagroup.com for more information. There'll probably be other events just like that, other workshops coming up later this summer and beyond.
Absolutely. I try to space them out a little bit. Maybe, like I said, the last one we did was a huge one. It was over at the AJC. Mm-hmm. And we had about 100 people come out to that one. And they loved it. We got a lot of great feedback from that one. But so this one's a little bit smaller, intimate. So registration is going pretty fast. So definitely probably in the fall, we'll create another one.
Get another one for sure. All right. Well, thank you so much, Tanisha Bell, for joining us here today. Remind our listeners how they can connect with you via social media as well.
Yes, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tanisha, and that's spelled T-E-N-I-S-H-A. Tanisha T. Bell, and that is the same for Instagram and Twitter, Tanisha T. Bell. And then also you can come to the website for the company, which is perfectpitchmediagroup.com.
And on Twitter, the company is at Pitch2Media. That's number two, Pitch2, number two media. Connect with Tanisha and her team over there. They'd be happy to put you on the path to success for media and everything. So much. Thank you, Tanisha, for joining us here today. And in our last segment, we'd like to just open up for a little roundtable discussion, kind of, again, talk about Atlanta, why it's important for you guys and such. And so for you, back to you, Yvette, talking about, you know, being a volunteer for the organization, that must take up a lot of your time. How many hours a week or per month are you actually volunteering with the human rights?
I'm going to ask my boss to please disconnect and turn off the radio.
Okay. Do they limit that? Are you not allowed to?
Well, no, I'm actually very blessed because I have the full power of IHG behind me. They really support the cause. They've come on as a first-time sponsor of HRC Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And like I mentioned earlier, we're talking with HRC National about bringing in more like trans inclusive policies into the workplace. But, you know, it ebb and flows. It's think about when you play a sport, you know, sometimes you're in championships, so you're going to be working a little bit harder. So definitely the past 2-3 weeks have been a little more in high gear, given the event is coming up in 5 days. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you recruit a really strong team. You know, it's almost like any project at work. You recruit what you need. You know what you know what you don't know, and bring those people in that help you sort of navigate where your weaknesses are. But really, it's been a lot of fun. I don't really count
but after
the hours.
After the gala, your maybe hours will wind down a little bit more, or you have another event on the horizon, you begin to start ramping up and gearing your times for.
Yeah, I'll be taking some time off.
That's
after
a great
the gala.
Yeah, right after the gala for sure. And for you, Andrew, you know, here in Atlanta, what are some things you like to do in and around Atlanta in your off time when you're not volunteering or changing the world of human rights?
Well, one of the best pieces of advice I got when I was moving to Atlanta was from a longtime Atlantan who said, to the degree that you can, because the opportunities to, you know, cultural events, music events, sports events are so rich, act like you're a tourist every time you get a chance. Mm-hmm. And so my husband and I live in Midtown, and we enjoy so many opportunities around there. Mm-hmm. So really just trying to soak up whatever's going on.
There's so much going on in Atlanta, so much diversity, so many kind of ways to be a tourist in your own town. And that's certainly something I like to do in my off time, and just explore everything Atlanta has to offer. And so for you, after the gala, you're looking forward to some time off as well?
I think Yvette and I have both decided to take at least Monday off.
Oh, man. That's it? Just Monday?
Just one day?
Yeah.
You got a lot of fighting to do.
Yeah, that's very true. And then, you know, being creative and coming up with new ways to get out and see people in Atlanta or connect with people in Atlanta, I mean, that's got to be a challenge, too. You can't just keep, you know, tapping the same well over and over again. So how often do you guys get together for a creative explorer session on some new strategies to connect with people?
I think before we kick off the planning season for the gala, there will be a big brainstorming session, you know, what each work stream wants to accomplish, how we did things good that worked last year, what we want to change into next year. I'm originally Mexican. So for me, the LGBT community and the Hispanic community are really important to me. So I'm going to look at ways to unite the two and sort of really begin to grow the relationship that we have here. I know the Black community is really, really strong here. I come from Texas, the Mexican and Latino community is really strong there. I spent some time with the Latin American Association as well. So I think it's just, you know, popping in and out of different organizations, you know, giving yourself the physical time to just cleanse your mind, go on a run, meditate, whatever it takes to stay creative.
And we just had Jim Farmers on the show. He is the director of the Out on Film Film Festival, and he was in here telling us all about that. And sounds like they're going to have a really, really good event this year.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, and so separating yourself from your passion in life, which, but also involving yourself with things that you, you know, are resonating in the community is a great way to stay connected, Atlanta and changing. And over to you, Tanisha, for in Atlanta, what do you like to do when you're not getting people on TV or on the radio?
Well, I have a 5-year-old, so you can imagine what my life is like.
Not
so
a lot
we're
of time,
always
for sure.
At the jumpy place and the place places we were always riding bikes, and we got a new playground just in time for spring break this year. So this playground in our backyard is just massive, and we just love it out there. I'm out there on the swings, I'm out there on the monkey bars. So we've turned our backyard into a little oasis in the past couple of weeks. But we do a lot of kid stuff in the movies, and he plays baseball. He's in baseball. He's in swimming. Wow. There's not a day that I'm not running in the evening with him somewhere. So again, another reason why having your own business is important.
Well, do you think he's a little entrepreneur in the making? Do you see any of that business sense in him?
He comes to the office with me and he sits at the computer and he does his work. And I think he's got a little bug there.
Okay, that's where it starts.
I think so.
Right. So maybe one day he'll, you know, grow up to start his own business,
well, he's a talkative young fellow. So he's definitely probably in communication some way, somehow.
Outstanding. So let's go around the table one more time. Remind our listeners how they can find you, Tanisha.
You can find me at www.perfectpitchmediagroup.com. That is the company website, perfectpitchmediagroup.com. Also on Twitter and Instagram at Tanisha T. Bell, at Tanisha T-E-N-I-S-H-A T. Bell.
And we'll have all that information posted up on our website here later today, atlantabusinessradio.com. Thank you so much, Tanisha. I know we will be seeing you again, if not some of your clients, real soon. So thanks
for
joining.
I'll be back with
Monica. Yeah. Oh, man. That'd be amazing for sure. So thank you so much. And for Andrew, how can listeners get in touch with you either personally or professionally?
You can go to our website, which is hrcatlanta.com. And our contact information is on there as well as on social media, which I'll ask Yvette to talk about.
All right.
Best way, just look up HRC Atlanta on Facebook, and off of our website, you can find our Instagram and Twitter feeds as well.
Well, thank you so much, Andrew and Yvette, for joining us. Wish you much success at the big gala this weekend coming up April 30th. Make sure you tag us on some pictures. We'll be happy to retweet or share via social media from our end as well. And do come back and be a guest. If you have some more exciting news or information to share with our listeners, I know they would find great value in that. And thank you so much, Alex, for keeping the controls straight and keeping the board operating.
Absolutely.
And thank you, listeners, for joining us. And if your company is out there doing something interesting to generally serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and pitch us your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.